In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, this is the last of our Lesser Litanies for the procession, and I thank you for your kind participation, all of your help. It certainly has gone very beautifully, and I hope that our Lord will hear the beautiful prayer that we make to him for all of our needs. A lot of sick people we need to be praying for, a good recovery for Father Romola, and so many great, great important intentions for the church throughout the whole world and for our souls and our families. This afternoon we continue our day of prayer, getting ready for the great feast day of our Lord's ascension into heaven. We have the Vespers, and then we have our little May devotion service afterwards. Quite a bit of prayer today. Make your intentions, and remember that you're representing everybody else. Try to pray as well as you can. It's a remarkable thing for me to consider, children, how much our ancestors in the faith loved to have a procession. They would almost just do a procession at the drop of a Beretta. For example, one of our saints today, Blessed Columba of Ariete, who is sort of like a St. Catherine of Siena saint for her time. She was very devoted to St. Catherine. And, she had saved her people from the plague and converted sinners and brought peace. One time after she single-handedly nursed everybody else who was sick, she got sick and almost died, and St. Catherine of Siena healed her. Well, the people were so grateful, they thought that they would have a procession to thank God, and they made that procession every year for a whole century. Then eventually it fell into desuetude, as processions often do, but that's how people were back then. And our ancestors in the faith, do you know that it wasn't enough for them to make the procession for the lesser litanies? Almost everywhere there was a procession for Ascension Thursday. Because our Lord went in sort of a little procession with Our Lady and the apostles and the disciples outside of Jerusalem to Mount Olivet, and then he ascended into heaven. And in England that was called beating the bounds, because they would usually go right to the very edge of the parish in the procession, kind of go around the border of that little ecclesiastical division. And at Easter, for example, you know, by the time we finish our last Mass on Easter, everybody's pretty tired and ready to tuck into a nice Easter dinner. Well, in the ages of the faith, my goodness, nothing would do but that they'd come back to church and have a nice big procession in the afternoon and visit the baptismal font with all of those who had been baptized. But that was another age. And it was another spirit. And it's a wonderful thing that we can keep up the little processions that we manage at our church. Next month, of course, it will be for the Blessed Sacrament, and all summer long for Our Lady of Fatima, our rosary processions on the 13th. One of the most colorful processions of the year, which initiates the season of processions each spring, is certainly Palm Sunday. Now, Palm Sunday, we've been privileged twice now to have a donkey lead us. I was thinking about the donkey today because today's saint, Bernardine of Siena. Bernardine is really that Italian for Bernie, Saint Bernie of Siena. If your name is Bernie, then you'd be your patron saint. Well, Saint Bernardine or Bernie of Siena was a wonderful preacher, and sometimes when he preached, he used the example of the donkey. He would talk to the people as he preached, and the people would answer him. And that was probably a way to keep their interest going so no one would fall asleep, because he would preach for hours. And St. Bernardine of Siena talked about the donkey, because back then people used to have donkeys. And it seems that the donkey, once it fell in a particular place, like if there was a hole in the road or a little difficulty, a pothole, something like that from winter, the donkey would know. And the next time around, the donkey would go someplace else. And St. Bernardine used the example of the donkey for the procession of life. And he would say, now, look at the donkey. You know, you're certainly better than donkeys, aren't you? And all the people say, well, yes, we are, Father. Well, then you should be smarter than a poor old donkey. The donkey knows to avoid the hole, and so should we. But at the same time, he would ask the old people, he would turn to the old people and say, you old people, he would say, have you ever fallen into sin? And the old people would say, yes, Father, we have. And at the end, did you make a good confession and return to God? They would say, yes, Father, we have. Well, St. Bernardine would say, You would never have learned what sin is unless you had tried it. I'm not recommending it, but the truth of the matter is that that is what happened. And the oldest prudence, and do you know why? He would say, because you've experienced that once before, and now you know, like the donkey in the hole, you want to avoid falling there. So the younger people, he would say, should learn from the older, and all of us should ask God's help for the grace not to fall again. Blessed is this, children, life is a procession. And blessed are those who, like the donkey, realize that's a hole. I'm not going to walk there, because if I go into that, I'm going to fall. Just, I don't know if you noticed, but when you come down from that nice new path for the Lourdes Grotto, so we can make visits and say, Hail Mary is there at the Lourdes Grotto from now on. Well, if you come down into the parking lot, it goes down. And twice now, unlike the donkey, I've forgotten. And I've almost fallen both times, because you have to sort of pace yourself, because it's lower, the parking lot is, than the path, which is higher. That's what I mean. In life, children, there are certain times and places where you have to be careful so you don't fall into sin. And that's all the good Lord asks of us. And then we make our good intention, we try to remember, but even if we don't, we learn our lesson. Sometimes we learn our lesson the hard way, don't we? But the main thing is to keep on going towards our heavenly home. Especially these days, we really do think of life like a procession, children, and our Lord at our head, leading us home towards heaven in all of his glory. And our Lord sends saints like St. Bernie of Siena to remind us of the path of devotion. He loved the holy name of Jesus and the Blessed Mother and St. Joseph very much. And the path of learning from our mistakes and not committing them again. Let us ask St. Bernardine to pray for us today. And let's remember that homely old lesson. Even donkeys learn their path, so let us learn ours. And if it's the hard way, well, that's God's will. But it might be the easy way for some of you if you stay close and you mind the fact that you're on a procession, really towards heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.